This is the day that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you for joining the Throne Room Prayer Ministries. And I thank you for being a part of this ministry. I ask the Lord to meet us in this place and be a part of it with us. If you're new to the channel, we ask that you hit the subscribe button, that you would hit that notification button so that when a new video comes up, you can be notified. So, in today's prayer list, we're going to pray for Stacy Jones, Angela Williams, Monica Weeks, Elder Weeks, Lisa, Trey Jones, Melanie, Asper, Thomas, Paul, Stanley, Ingo, Crystal, Terry, Treasure, Mrs. N, Elder Knight, Elder Weeks, Minister Christina, and April Williams. So let's bow. Father, it's in the matchless name of Jesus that we come. Thank you right now for another opportunity to come boldly before the throne of grace. I pray that you would forgive us our sins and wash and cleanse us from all of our unrighteousness. You told us, Lord, that we can come boldly before the throne of grace, that we may find help in the time of need. We honor you, God, in all things because you alone are worthy. We thank you that you blessed us. We've given us so many blessings. And we thank you today. As we come before you, we're seeking you, Lord. And we, your word said, ask and it shall be given. Your word said, seek and ye shall find. And knock and the door shall be opened. And we're here and we're knocking on that door. And we're asking you to come on in and give us a miracle and bless us the works of our hands and bless what we do from day to day and be with us and help us to live holy lives. Help us to have intimacy before you where we can come before you and get down and pray and be in a quiet place to hear you speak, God, and to hear your word touch our lives and allow the Holy Spirit to give us what we need that we may be able to walk upright before you, because we know, God, that you have a requirement, and your requirement is that we live a life acceptable. You want us to live a life in the beloved today, and God, we're seeking for it right now. We call on you because there is nobody else. There is no other name whereby we should call on. It's your name, and your name never fails. And we can call on you when we need healing because your blood is what heals. By your stripes, by your stripes, we're healed. The healing is in the blood. It's the blood It's the blood. And we need you, Lord. And we're seeking you, Lord. Because we know who you are. We know how you do it. We know that every single time that we seek your divine face, we know that you are with us because we seek you every day, because we come boldly. God, we know that you hear our prayers because you said, seek me while I may be found. And you said that before I called, you already answered. And while I was yet speaking, I got to my heart. You already heard me. And I thank you for that, God. You know what it is even before it is. And we ain't got to worry about that. We ain't got to worry about that because you are a man of your word. And your word say, what is man? That thou art mindful of him. You said you are not a man that you should lie. And so we believe your every word. And we trust you. We trust in knowing that if we're obedient unto you, you're going to do some things. You're going to make some things happen. And it's not all about things. We're not just trying to get nothing from you, Lord. We want to worship you. Hey, hallelujah. We want to lift your name up on high. We want to say you alone are worthy and that there is none like you nowhere. Because I looked and I searched and I tried everything, but I couldn't find it until I saw you. Oh! I found you, Lord. And when I found you, you touched my life. You said, come out. That homosexual spirit has got to leave. And he obeyed your voice. And I'm so glad. I'm so glad you saved me. Let me be faithful to you like you are to me. Let me love you like you love me. Let me be a friend to you like you are to me. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Bless these under the sound of my voice. Give them a double portion of your spirit. Give them a double portion of your blessings. And then we're going to praise you. That's what we gonna do. And then we gonna give you all of the honor that you deserve. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Okay. Let me read this to you. And when they could not come nigh unto him for the press, they uncovered the roof where he was. And when they had broken it up, they laid down the bed wherein the sick of the palsy lay. When Jesus saw their faith, he said unto them, son, thy sins be forgiven. This is Mark chapter 2, verse 4. Excuse me. The story... the story that we're dealing with right now has to do with Jesus, who is back in Capernaum. And he's there teaching and healing in a house. And in this house, it's so crowded. It's so many people in that house. There is wall to wall. They are literally bumping into themselves as they try to move. Because, like I said, it's very, very full. It's a lot of people there. And some of the people in the back are like straining to hear because it's so many people. So why were they there? Well, they could have been there because they wanted to hear Jesus preach or experience a miracle. Or maybe they were there because they wanted to just be a part of wherever Jesus was, they want to be. That's how I want to be. I want to be wherever Jesus is, that's where I want to be. Because I know if Jesus is there, he got something good going on. And so that's what these people were doing. They were in the house. They were trying to hear. They were watching the Lord do his thing. Because he was preaching. And he was healing. And you know, people love miracles. I know I do. If you don't love miracles, then I'm going to say, go ahead and read this whole chapter so you can see what kind of miracles the Lord does, because he is the miracle worker. That was greatly a part of his ministry. So, meanwhile, we have these five guys, right? And they're all friends. Four is mobile and one is paralyzed. And what happens is they knock, go to the door and they start knocking on the door. And the people are saying, you cannot come in. There's no more room. There's no more room. You cannot come in here. There's no more room. So they were trying to be a little bit persistent. They was pushing the door. And the guy said, you cannot come in. It is full. So his friends was like, okay. And then the one that was paralyzed, he said, hey guys, you know what? We tried. It didn't work. So maybe next time. One of the friends looked up and he saw the roof. And when he saw the roof, he told his friends, hey, I know what we can do. I got a plan. We can get on the roof and let him down in the midst of where Jesus is at. And they... looking at each other like, okay, is he serious? And they were like, are you serious? He was like, I'm serious. That's the only way. There is no other way that we could get it done except that way. So let's try it. So what they do? One of them climbed the ladder. He gets on the roof. They bring his friend, the paralyzed man. And then they start taking off layers. Pull one layer. They on the roof. And he's pulling a layer up. And I can imagine a whole bunch of dirt and all kind of stuff is coming down on the people that's standing there listening to Jesus. So all of the stuff is trickling down, like falling down like this. And I know it was, I'm sure it was falling on those people's heads. And they're like, what the heck is that? Well, that's a part of the roof. So first layer. Then the second layer. They peel it off and peel it off. Then they got the third layer and they're pulling it off. And now they see the Lord. And they, one friend goes back downstairs and he's standing right up under where his friend is getting ready to be dropped down in front of the Lord. He comes down. Everybody stop talking. Because they talk about, yeah, Jesus is preaching this message, child girl. I ain't never heard him preach like this. He did this. And he talking about miracles. And he say that he might do a miracle. So we just going to stay right here. And we going to wait. Because we want to see that miracle that Jesus going to do. And the paralytic is right in front of the Lord. And the Lord stops talking. And he says, can you help my friend? And the Lord said, of course I can help your friend. And he said, I believe you. I believe in you. I believe your words. I trust your words. And anything you say is true. And I know you can do anything but fail. And the Lord said, because he gonna move when he see that faith. He said, son, thy faith hath made thee whole. Your faith. Now, when it comes to faith, the Lord is going to always hear and answer a prayer when he sees faith. Okay? What I want you to see is that when he says that he's going to move, he says, your faith, not my faith, but your faith has made you whole. So if you have faith, then your faith is going to be the faith that moves God to heal, to set free, to deliver. You got a family member in need? Get that faith. You looking for a deliverance? Increase your faith. How is faith increased? By the word of God. So then that means you need to what? We need to what? What? We need to read and study the word of God. Because that is how you gonna get your blessing. Next point. This dude has some committed friends. And when I say he has some committed friends, first of all, they wouldn't take no for an answer. They wanted their friend healed. And so they went to the door and they didn't get no answer. And they walked around the perimeter trying to figure out a way to get their friend in there. What they did do is they came up with something that worked. It was a workable. It was doable. You know, it caused something to shift when their faith became increased. And they had faith enough to know that God was going to do something for their friend. Sometimes we got to come out of our comfort zone. In order to get an extraordinary blessing, we got to do something that's out of the ordinary in order for God to bless us. And if we always stay in the same zone, then you wonder why Susie just received a blessing. Oh, Tony just received a blessing. How come I didn't get it? Well, you need to check your faith. You need to do something extraordinary. We need to come out of that zone, that same zone that we stay in and day out. We need to go to a different level in Christ Jesus so that we may be able to receive the blessings of the Lord. Those boys wasn't playing. They wasn't playing. This was real to them. They knew what they wanted for their friend. Let me ask you something. What extents would you go to for your friend? What would you do for your friend if your friend was in need? What would you do? Would you go to all extremes to help him or her? Let me tell you, Jesus is so serious when it comes to friends. And you should have one person in your life that is your friend. I have several that are my best friends. And the Lord just added one more to my circle. And I'm so glad. I love her dearly. Her and her husband. They're wonderful people. Love God with all their heart. And we talk every day. She tells me things that I don't want to hear. She tells me that she loves me. She loves me unconditionally. My friends tell me the truth when I don't want to hear it. My friends will give me whatever it is that I need if I ask them to. That's what friends are. The Bible says a friend loves at all times. That's just what friends do. You might get mad at your friend. I got mad at one of my friends the other day. And I didn't talk to him for one day. Because I was mad. But did that stop my love for him? Of course not. I love him dearly. In spite of me being mad. But friendship to God is major. Don't you know the Lord had friends? He had besties. You want to know who they are? Peter, James, and John. They got to be a part of some things that the other 12 could not be a part of. They got to see glorious things happen. They were with the Lord when he was in the Garden of Gethsemane, and he told them, go ahead and pray. Go ahead and watch and pray while I go pray. You know, and so friends matter to God. And so you should have a friend that you love, that you're willing to help, that you're willing to aid, that you're willing to go to any extreme to do anything for at any time without question. If they call you and they say A, B, C, D, E, and F, and you gonna say J, K, L, because that's your friend and you wanna help and you wanna do everything that you can to make them happy, and it's vice versa. That's what friendship is about. Friends don't talk about friends. Friends don't let other friends talk about friends. You can't come to me talking about my best friend, because I'm gonna tell you no. I'm gonna tell you don't talk about her. I'm gonna tell you don't talk about him, because you can't come telling me about my best friend. And if you are entered into that place with anybody and you don't defend them, then that ain't your best friend. And you should ask the Lord to help you do better, because if they're your friend, you're gonna stop it. Now, before I get in trouble, it ain't my word. That's God's word. That's what he said. Yes, the Lord don't play when it come to friends. And Peter, James, and John, they did everything together. And they knew each other. Jesus knew them intimately. He knew. And friends know you. They know you through and through. They know what you like. They know what you don't like. They know what makes you happy. They know what makes you sad. They know when you're down. They know when you're up. They know when you need prayer. It goes on and on. But that's how friends is. Okay? Jesus said, greater love hath no man than this. Then he laid down his life for his friends. He talking about you, friend. Jesus is your friend. You should get to know him as your friend. He's wonderful. He is so wonderful. He is my best friend. I just have to say that. Jesus. Holy Spirit. Now he's different, because I have different friendships with God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. I just do. When I go to God as a friend, it's me and him. I share what I share, and he share back. Then there's Jesus, and then it's me and Jesus, and I share with him, and he shares back. Then when I get to the Holy Spirit, and he's just always so funny and so just, he's just so wonderful. If you don't know them like that, you should. So when I go to Holy Spirit and I say, Holy Spirit, is this? And he'll say, I already told you the answer. If I pray to him and I say, well, Lord, Holy Spirit, can I do ABC? And he's going to say, he told me the other day, I already told you what the answer was. Oh, my day. So, see, that's how me and his relationship is. And you need to have that kind of relationship with them. They all three are so different, but yet they're one. And they're one and the same. Friends matter. You matter. If you're my friend, I'll die for you. I'll give you anything I have. Always will, because God told me to. So in the midst of it all, ask the Lord to let you teach you how to be a friend that loves at all times. You want a friend who's going to be honest with you no matter what. That's going to tell you things and lift you up when you're down. I'm going to say this right quick, and I know I went over, but I got to say this. This is how you know you got a friend. One day, Moses and the Amalekites were the Amalekites were fighting, and Moses, he would lift his hands up like this, and when he lift his hands up like this, they would win the battle. And then when his arms got tired and they did this, the Amalekites would win. And he did it again and again, and it kept, because his arms were too tired. You stand like this for a long time, I bet you your arms will be tired too. So it was tired. So then Aaron and her came over there where Moses was. And you know what they did? One was on one side, one was on the other side. And they held his hands up so that the children of Israel can win the battle. What kind of friend is that? That's going to come alongside of you and aid you and lift you up when you down, and help you when you can't see and you can't get through. They're gonna come and hold your arms up so that you can be victorious in the battle of the Lord, because the enemy is coming, and every time you put your hands down, he's coming against you. And then your friend will come and they will grab you by the hand and walk you through, and they'll help you worship. And they'll help you praise him. And they'll help you give God glory. And they're going to honor him because of you being the friend. You being the friend at all times. Loving at all times. That is what friends do for friends. And if you want to be a blessing to somebody, go ahead and get alongside of them when they're down and lift them up. And give them what they need so they can make it through. And you hold their hand all the way until they feel like they can do it on their own. And if you do that, you're going to be blessed. Amen.